I'm talking about the
it done fall.
You used to tan it with.
I first started off when I killed the thing, I'd put lime on it, or ashes once, and that'd peel that old meat off on the inside of the hide and the hair off on the outside. Then I'd soak that thing in red oak bark, get that between the bark and the tree, that lining in there, and put that in a container, put that hide in there, you know, and then put water with it, and that'd dissolve, you know, and that'd help eat all of that other, you know, finish clean it up. And when we got through with that, we'd take it out, and we'd lay it down, and we'd get out and scrape it, you know. We had to do all that by hand.
Yeah.
Scrape all that meat and everything off, and then when we got it good and clean, then we'd go to drying it. When we got it put it dry, then we'd go to using fish oil or some kind of oil on it, you know, and limb it up, oil it up. When we get through, you just wad it up like you could a rag.
Mm-hmm.
And make but it wouldn't do for that kind of dressing. Wouldn't do for like briars or reins or things, because it's too soft, you know. It'll stretch when you pull on it. But it do for strings and curving balls and, you know, lots of things.
Did you ever use a kind of a shrub on that? Or, you know, a big shrub that would grow red out in the...
No, we never did use no kind of shrub on it.
It had berries on it that were, you know, and it would cause some people to break out or that sort of thing.
Oh, you're talking about that shrub. But you know, to bring the color of the leather out?
Yeah, maybe they use that.
That's why we use that red oak bark. See, that'll turn it red. The more bark you'd put in there, and the longer you soaked it, the redder it got. And if you just want to soak for a few days and be light, just put just a little bit of ooze. We call it red oak ooze, you know.
I see. Well, about animals, getting back to animals, you got, what type of owls you got?
Cows?
Owls.
Owl. We got the little old barn owl we call a screech owl. Then we got the horn owl. Then we got the what you call a hoot owl. He hoots, you know, you see him hooting around at night. But that big old horn owl, he squeals. And he got the old feather stick out that way. Man, he tough looking. Hard lift that bill.
You mentioned that bird, kind of bird that goes around
pecking on wood?
Yeah.
Well, we got several peckerwoods, Jim. We got the red head, then we got the yellowhammer, and then the king of all of them is Lord God.
Lord God?
Lord God, that's what we always call him.
What's that?
He's a great big old bird. He's a whole lot bigger than a yellowhammer's a pretty good sized bird.
Yeah.
He's bigger again than a yellowhammer. And he flies, chomp, chomp. And he finds him a tree. He wants to peck on, and he'll get up there and he sounds like a nigger building on a tree tree over yonder somewhere.
Now that word peckerwood, you ever heard it used to, you know, about people?
Yeah, the old peckerwood, yeah, I told him peckerwood a long time. First one another.
What, that's your grand?
Yeah.
Your grandson?
Uh-huh.
What does that word mean? Can you kind of give me an idea of what it means?
Grandson?
No, peckerwood.
Peckerwood? You need to kind of light upstairs. No. I don't know, it's just one of them old things, you know.
Yeah.
Don't mean nothing by it.